Hi, Rob. How are you today? This is me recording to you on October the 14th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Carl had to go to work this afternoon for a pickup, so I'm here alone, so I figured it was a good time to get a tape off to you. I haven't even written to you for a couple of days, but then I haven't heard from you either. I did get 3 letters with slides in it this week, but no message or anything. The slides were very good, Robin. I'm so glad you labeled them. It makes it so much more interesting and easy for me to understand where they were taken with the labels on them. And I'm sure you will appreciate it yourself when you come home, because it's difficult to try and remember all these places. Alice got a lovely long letter from you this week, and she was quite pleased with it, and I'm glad that you wrote to her, so at least I know you're all right. It seemed funny not hearing you for about 2 weeks, but as you told Alice, you had some tapes made and had no mailers, so I had Carl go to the Radio Shack, and he managed to buy a package of mailers, so I sent the mailers to you, so email on Wednesday, I think. So you should get them pretty quick, and then you can send the tapes home. I also sent a package and sent you 6 tapes, but the mailers are included with those. So any of my tapes that I send now that you want to erase and send back, you'll have the boxes to mail the tapes in. I think this is a pretty good idea, because I'm sure there isn't anything I say on a tape that you want to keep, so you might as well scrub it and send it back. Then there's no cost involved to you either way by buying the tape or the mailer, so it's an economical thing to do. According to your letter to Alice, you were 106 days and counting, so I imagine by now it's down to about 100. I hope so, anyway. I really won't start counting for you till you get into double digits, and then I'll have to start marking up the calendar like I did for Carl. This will probably be the longest time for me, because it seems like the closer you get to January, the slower the time goes by. We got our invitation for Carolyn's wedding. She's getting married on November the 9th at the Sacred Heart. So it's a Saturday, and it's also the beginning of the 11th of November weekend, so it kind of messes Carl up. So he's going to have to call in sick that day and get a letter from the doctor so that he can get paid for the day. Otherwise, he'll be bull, because they'll figure he took a long weekend or something. But he has to go to the wedding. We everyone, including you, chipped in. And we bought Carolyn a rocking chair for her wedding present. It's something she wanted, and I figured we might as well all chip in and buy her something that she could have, because she's so damn fussy about everything. But she might as well get exactly what she wants and have us all chip in for her. So I had Aunt Esther pick it out, because I knew she'd know just what Carolyn wanted, and I'll send her a card this week and include all the names on it, including yours, because I feel you should be part of it too. I wish you'd waited until you got home to get married, but you know, that's one of those things, you can't put it off for everybody, because if they wait for you, then someone else won't be around or something, and they're not really interested in this side of the family anyway, so it doesn't matter one way or the other. It's just a wedding you'll miss, that's all. Well, I suppose you'll be home in time for the christening anyway, so that's the important thing. I don't know if you've heard in Vietnam yet about the 513s, but they sure have been a well-known outfit according to the papers in this country. This is Tommy's outfit, in case you don't know yet. They have had their case reviewed by the Army and by Senator Kennedy and everybody but LBJ, but they're still going to Vietnam. They claim that they haven't had any training, and according to Tommy, this is true, because he hasn't had a rifle in his hand in 3 years, and they're sending them over. It'll be all right if they let them do their work, which is supposed to be maintenance work, but I have a feeling, because of the stink that they made, they'll all be foot soldiers, and they'll be slogging over there before they get through. Many of them will wish the hell they had never started anything with the Army, because as Carl says, you never make out, and you're going to get the shit end of the stick anyway. But they were all married men. They all were making good money before they went in the army. They were intelligent lawyers, engineers, and so forth. And they all left families and everything, and they figure they should get training so they won't be over there and just get shot at. But they were supposed to go last Saturday, but they've held them over, and now I guess they're going to go Wednesday. They said they're giving them 6 additional days of training. This may or may not be true, but on those 6 days of training, Tommy's home for the weekend, so you can see how that works. I'm so glad, Robert, that you decided to go Air Force and not the Army, because I don't care what anyone says after Carl's experience with the Army. You get just exactly what they want to give you and nothing more, whether it's training or anything else. I still feel that the Air Force is the service, and that no matter what you say about the Air Force, they've been good to you, sent you to school and everything else. Maybe everyone isn't as fortunate as you in the Air Force, but I think that you're a heck of a lot better off than if you went in the Army, believe me. It's a beautiful day out today, real Indian summer. It's 72 degrees. All the leaves are turning, and pretty soon the frost will be on the pumpkin, I'm sure. The weather has been pretty good, you know, cool mornings and warm during the day and then cool evenings, which is a typical fall weather for us, naturally. I am hoping the car will take me up to Vermont before the snow flies, but with this collection bid, I really don't know when it can. If and when we do go, I imagine it will be a flying trip, sometime Saturday after he gets through work and back on Sunday. I really don't care, though, as I'd love to get up and see Lorraine and have a chat with her, so this is about the only way I can do it. It seems to be easier to go up and see her than call her on the phone, because I talk so long on the phone, it costs so much, I figure I'd rather be up there with her for a few hours, and it gives me more pleasure than just talking to her on the telephone. I did have a letter from her, and Paul seems to be doing pretty good in school in Washington, although she seems kind of discouraged about the whole thing. But I think it's the fact that he's gone away from home more than the fact that he's in school. School, I guess, is pretty hard, but then pre-med would be hard anyway for anyone, and especially anyone transferring from a school like Johnson. I didn't feel too good yesterday, so I was laying down, and T's mother called, and Carl answered the telephone. And he had a chat with her, so when it was all over, I asked him what she said, and all I could get from him was that T was coming home today. I'm awfully glad that he's home, and I'll be even happier, of course, when you get home.